Hi, I'm Andrew Rich, and if you're like me, you look at the state of modern wrestling discourse and think, wow, what a cesspool. That's why I'm here to tell you about Music of the Mat Remix. That's right, your favorite wrestling music podcast is back with a new format, where I bring on a guest and we play songs related to wrestling-themed topics. It could be a wrestling reference, a wrestling concept, a wrestling pun, things of that nature. Now you might be saying, Andrew, that is a very, very tenuous connection to pro wrestling on a wrestling podcast network. Is this just an excuse to hang out with your friends and talk about music and ignore the rest of the wrestling landscape? Yes. Yes, it is. So listen to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, available on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice.
Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Hello and welcome to Music of the Mat Remix on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Andrew Rich, joined today by a returning guest. He's a contributor at Voices of Wrestling. It's Steve Case. Hello again, Steve.
Hey there, Andrew. Good to talk to you again, Mr. Robot. I've always enjoyed our conversations. I wish I was contributing more. I wish I had time and bandwidth in my head. But, you know, like I said before we started, Threenagers got me all sorts of tied up. So, you know, you do what you can when you can.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, definitely. Especially, like you said, with your hands full there with a three-year-old. I can only imagine the chaos in your life. The good kind of chaos, but still, I'm sure it's pretty hectic. So I really appreciate you taking the time to be here, man.
Happy to be here. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are able to do that, this kind of stuff with having young children, but I will admit I am not one of them. So, but I do appreciate you thinking of me and having me back on. The last time was a lot of fun, so I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, as of this recording, we are coming off a pretty big weekend with All In Texas, which I thought was a very enjoyable show. Maybe not the best show of the year, bell to bell wise, perhaps, but when it hit big, I think. I mean, the Bucks Swerve and Ospreay match was straight up awesome, and Tony and Mercedes and Okada and Omega both delivered, and the Texas Death main event was just this insane, bloody, crazy roller coaster of a match with one of the most satisfying endings I can think of in a long, long time with Hangman winning the world title there. So, yeah, big show, very long show, of course, but I think when the show is good, it's worth it in that sense, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it was a great show. Went up to my buddy Nick's house up in Lansing. Shout out to my mid-card matinee crew. Hopefully we can bring it back one day, Nick and Dane Pavlosky. But, yeah, we cooked some brats, cooked some dogs, had some times. Great show. I would say, like you, I would say it's definitely not in that upper echelon of AEW shows. I described it as like there's that tippy top tier where there's like a handful of shows, and then there is like a tier underneath that with a bunch of shows, and I would say it's probably towards the bottom of that tier. Very, very good show, not without its warts. Obviously, when you start the show and you're eating lunch, and then 6 hours later you have dinner and you're watching the same show. I mean, there might be some things you can do with that, but that's been talked to death. So, but yeah, enjoyed the show a lot. The main event was tremendous. It was everything everyone's said about it already. The best version of like a WWE epic, but for adults, for people that like to think about things and things make sense and all of that. Great show. Top to bottom, I didn't have any issues with really anything. On a large scale, I guess. There was some things here or there, but really good show. Really good show.
Yeah, when the standard of pay-per-view quality is that high, that's a good problem to have, I think, if you're
Oh yeah.
AEW for sure. But anyway, I've noticed that the past few episodes of this show have had a lot of songs that were not the most fun and lighthearted songs to listen to. They were rather dark and depressing. We did have a lot of hardcore songs when Kevin Hare was on last time. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, mind you, because I do enjoy all the episodes and I enjoy a lot of the songs that we play. But, it can be a little much when you're picking a bunch of dour songs. So to counterbalance all of that, today we're doing an episode called White Meat Baby Faces. A white meat baby face is, the pure, honorable, good guy who fights against the heels, and he doesn't back down, and he's the shining light against the darkness, you might say. Ricky Steamboat, Dusty Rhodes, Sting, especially Surfer Sting, are classic examples of that. Which means that we are playing songs that are just, they're nice and fun and pleasant to listen to. They're not harsh, they're not crazy, they're not super dark and super depressing. They're about nicer things like love and hope and dancing and accepting yourself and family and dreams and so forth. Because, the real world is not looking so dandy nowadays. There's a lot of problems out there, but I think just for a little bit, we can have these songs that make us feel okay, Steve.
Yeah, no, I really love that. It's kind of funny you asked me to be on this episode. When I my typical, I mean, I listen to everything, but you ask me what my typical kind of music is. It's hardcore, heavy metal, death metal, black metal, all of that stuff. So, I mean, I get down with that stuff, but I totally get it. I mean, it's a cruel world out there sometimes, especially nowadays, it seems. So, let's get happy. Come on, get happy.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with getting down with the sickness every once in a while. Exactly. We all love a good, cool anti-hero, like Stone Cold Steve Austin or whatever, but sometimes you just need someone who is, genuinely good and decent. And I have to say, this ended up being good timing on my part because we just saw Hanger win the world title. And I know there aren't many white meat baby faces who hang their opponent by the neck with a steel chain, or give them buckshot lariats onto a bed of nails. But he did come out to his baby face theme, and he came out of the face tunnel. And these past few months have been about redemption and being the man and the hero that he knows he can be. So yeah, let's have good vibes all around here, Steve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes you just push that baby face too hard. I mean, and sometimes you just gotta be Captain America and pick up that Mjolnir and, just charge ahead. Be damned what happens,
All right, well, let's get to the music here, shall we? We have 10 picks each and a playout song at the end. Steve, you are the guest. You'll go first. What's your first pick?
So my choice for the first song today is from a band called Chicago. It is going to be off of their sixth album titled Chicago 6, or VI for the Roman folk out there, called Feeling Stronger Every Day. I chose this song for a couple of reasons. One, it really takes me back to a very different time in my life. I used to be a small college basketball coach, and this was one of the songs I would listen to before every single game we played, to try to get me in the mood. Obviously, I'm not playing, but you know, coaches need to get motivated too. And it's just so uplifting. It builds throughout the song. Obviously being about, you know, a relationship that didn't go so well, and, you know, trying to, you know, get yourself through it. You're done with it. It takes a while to get through, to keep the memories, you know. And then we were just getting into the song where really part of the song where it starts to ramp up there, ramp up. And then, you know, the horns hit. And when the horns hit in a Chicago song, it just takes you to another world. Like, I don't know, that kind of stuff just makes me want to run through a wall. Puts a big smile on my face, and feel like I'm getting amped up just sitting here talking about it. And it's just, it's a song that's gotten me through some of those kinds of times, you know, that, you know, things are bad now, things might not feel great now, but if you keep getting stronger a little bit every day, eventually you get over it and you get through it and you're better off for it. On to the next thing, on to the next one. So one of the many great, uplifting, happy, loving songs by Chicago. Really great band. Love that band. One of my karaoke staple bands, if I ever have the chance to do that again.
Yeah, really good first pick here. Like you said, I like how it starts off kind of not slow, but, you know, slower and steadier. And then as it goes along, it ramps up and gets faster and faster. And it, you know, it's getting stronger as it goes along. You know, it's pretty cool there until by the end when it's going really fast and the horns are kicking in and, you know, feeling stronger every day. It's a really nice, joyful finale for what is, you know, a sad premise of a marriage falling apart. But yeah, it's actually positive because it's about accepting that and moving on and recognizing the good that was had there. So, yeah, even though it's over, you know, we're feeling stronger afterwards. We're getting through it. So, yeah, good first pick there, Steve.
Thank you.
So my first pick, we're going to head on over to Sweden for one of the biggest pop groups of all time, ABBA, as Brian Alvarez would call them. It's ABBA, of course. It's ABBA off of their album Arrival. And this is the big one, Dancing Queen. Anybody could be that. So an obvious pick there, but there are a lot of obvious picks with ABBA. You know, they've got a lot of wonderful songs, and this is probably my favorite of theirs. Everything just sounds so note perfect, all the right sounds to overload the pleasure center of your brain. And when the music swells into that chorus, and the strings are there, and the harmonies, and the piano, I mean, it's like, it's impossible to not feel good listening to this song. And ABBA is another one of those bands where growing up I was against them because they're disco, man. They're not rock or metal. But nowadays I hear like that opening piano, doo, and it's like a Pavlovian response. You know, I'm like, you can dance, you can jive. So they got me eventually there, Steve. I do love them now.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that song's timeless. They'll be playing that song 50 years from now. I I can remember it was probably one of my first favorite songs. Honestly, my mom had that tape back when people used tape recorders and tape decks. And it was one of the only ones that she had that I actually enjoyed. And I would play that probably when I was like 4, 5, 6 years old and dance and do, you know, the disco points and everything. And just it's you can't help but feel happy when you hear that song. I mean, dancing, go to a wedding, go to any kind of party that has a bunch of people, that's going to be on the playlist. And it's always a big one for people, and everybody's singing it at the top of their lungs, and just good times had all around whenever ABBA belts that one out.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm always kind of amazed, you know, for how big ABBA was during their heyday. You know, when they were active, they didn't tour all that much. I think they only did like 3 tours before breaking up, which is pretty wild. But now they've got the Avatars, the virtual show there in London. So they're technically back performing live, but not really. So if you want to see ABBA, you know, that's the way to do it, I guess, nowadays, Steve. So there you go.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that. A lot of these older rock bands that are still hanging on, I mean, bless them, got to do what you love and everything. But I just find it sad sometimes. It's just not the same, you know, so good on them for keeping going.
In virtual form. Yes.
Yes, virtual form, of course.
But what's your next pick there, Steve?
So this next one is from one of my all-time favorite bands, and a band that I think is maybe one of the most underrated bands of all time, and possibly has one of the best male singers, in my opinion, of all time. My next song is called Seagull from the band Bad Company.
Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you fly all around till somebody shoots you.
You know, sometimes don't you just want to be a seagull that's just flying through the sky, never asking why? I mean, that's essentially the whole idea. It's kind of like Freebird in a way, like just, you know, you're free. You're doing everything. You're doing your thing. You're just going where the wind blows you until something shoots you down, you know, and that's kind of life. And I really like it. I get inspired by that. I love the acoustic guitar, just the strumming, and like, I love Paul Rodgers. I mean, in Bad Company and Free, like I love the smoky, like deep gravelly kind of singers. Well, my next one on the female side, we'll kind of get to that one and when we get to it, but I've always enjoyed that aesthetic, that sound. It has so much more soul, so much more passion in it, and it's just something that grabbed me. I remember hearing the song for the first time just driving randomly. I think I put the Bad Company first album on because I knew all the hits and all that stuff, all the radio friendly songs, and I want to say this is one of, if not the last songs on the original album, and it just blew me away, and it's now probably one of my favorite songs period of all time.
Yeah, Paul Rodgers, his nickname is literally The Voice, you know, which tells you how good he is. But yeah, this is one of the gentler Bad Company songs. And they were never the heaviest band in the world, but they have their fair share of rockers. But I think Paul's voice, the fact that it is so soulful, it lends itself very well to songs like this one, where it's acoustic and it has that tinge of contemplation and melancholy to it as well. And yeah, good pick. And yeah, that first Bad Company album called Bad Company, it's classic for sure.
Yeah, no, I think it's highly underrated album, all time highly underrated band. I go listen to more Bad Company. I wish there were more bands like Bad Company around right now.
And Mick Ralphs, the guitar player, he just died a few weeks ago, actually.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And the band is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, which is just crazy timing in that part. But yeah, that's why, you know, you should induct these classic bands while the members are still alive, you know, so they can actually get their flowers and appreciate them, you know, when they're with us, Steve, for sure.
Yeah, I could go on for days about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how it's relatively useless, but we don't have the time for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, instead, then, let's go back to the halcyon days of 2009 with Obama's first term and Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift at the VMAs, and a fellow named Adam Young, who put out this song under the name Owl City. This is off of the album Ocean Eyes, and this is Fireflies.
I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
So when this song came out, it was everywhere. It was big. And at the time, I kind of rolled my eyes like, yeah, whatever. But over time, I've actually grown to love it. It may be a little nostalgia for that time period when I'm still in high school and I still had all of my hair and I didn't have to pay taxes or bills or whatever. But besides that, you know, I hear those beeps and boops and the melody and how it adds more elements as it goes along, and you know, this the final big chorus. I do get a little warm and fuzzy inside when I hear this song. And I actually kind of like the voice, too, because I should be annoyed by his voice. You know, I'd like to make myself believe. But I think it works for the song. It has that same exuberant quality to it. So, you know, if anybody out there is still sick of this song after 16 years, I'm sorry, but I do love it, Steve.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's really funny as we get older. Before I get into this, embrace your baldness, Andrew. Bald is beautiful.
I'm not bald. I'm just, you know, the hairline isn't what it once was. Let's just say that.
I understand that, but I'm telling you, bald is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. The second thing is it's funny how the songs we grow up with, because I was the same way when I was young, you know, oh, this isn't rock music, ugh, girls like it, it's dance party, ugh. But you get like, I rock out to Backstreet Boys now, I rock out to Spice Girls, I'd rock out to this, you know. I mean, it's a great song. I it's one of those songs that you sent me that I didn't really recognize it just based on the name, but then when I heard it, I'm like, oh yeah, that song was everywhere like 15 years ago. You know, so, and it's funny when the song was playing, my wife was down here, getting a pizza out of the oven and, just dancing like crazy to it. So, I mean, she gets it, you get it, I get it. And it's very, the music is very upbeat, you know, peppy and, you know, like, I guess whimsical, you could probably say about it. So definitely a, definitely a good bop. And, you know, you can kind of close your eyes and picture a field full of fireflies, you know, dancing around like back in my hometown where there's nothing but cornfields and you can see them for miles and miles away.
Well, speaking of that, you know, I had never heard of this guy before this song. And I assumed he was like, I don't know, Danish or whatever, but he's from Minnesota. He's from the Midwest, your neck of the woods there, Steve. So how about that?
You know, good old Midwestern boy made it proud, you know. I love hearing that.
So what's your next pick there, man?
So my next song, like I said before, I really enjoy the smoky, like soulful kind of singers. And for my money, this one might be the maybe 1, 2, 3, somewhere in there, of the greatest singers, male or female, of all time. My next song is called Spooky by Dusty Springfield.
You call me up and ask me, would I like to go with you and see a movie? First I say no, I got some plans for tonight. And then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy. Keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a girl looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, I never know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little.
And doesn't that just make you kind of want to just groove, you know, cozy up next to somebody you love or somebody you really care about, you know, and just whether it's romantically or shooting the breeze in the late on a summer night, cruising down the road, just love that song. It's such a groove, such a vibe. I mean, it's one of those songs, like most people know Dusty Springfield from Dusty in Memphis, obviously incredible album, Son of a Preacher Man, was in a bunch of movies, but you know, this song I think is right on par with those. I knew about Dusty from Dusty in Memphis, and you know, I dove deeper into her catalog. I had heard this song before. I just didn't really place it because I was younger. But now it's in my regular rotation. I have a playlist that I use when I run, when I drive, when I work out. And it's always just whether I'm up at a high and it kind of brings me down to a mellow level. It's one of those songs. It's not very upbeat, but it you can't feel bad listening to a song like that. It just kind of gets you like relaxed, settled down, back to square, and then you can reevaluate where you're going next. Love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a subreddit called Old School Cool, and this song sounds like old school cool. It is, yeah. Dusty's voice, smooth as butter. So, so good. And the song, you know, it's actually a gender-flipped version of a song by this band called The Classics 4, which was Spooky Little Girl, but in this case, it's Spooky Little Boy. But with Dusty, she had a lot of female lovers during her life. So, you know, in some other timeline, she could have done Spooky Little Girl, and it would have been, you know, just fine. But besides that, yeah, spooky song in name, but quite sultry in tone and vibe. And sultry and Dusty Springfield go hand in hand together, Steve.
It's like that. I mean, you know, it's totally can see why. Both sides, both genders, any gender, whatever you want to be, that's great. Dusty might be for you.
Mm-hmm. The song also reminds me of She's Not There by the Zombies.
Mm, yeah.
You know, similar vibe there. So, you know, spooky zombies. It's a real scare fest going on around here, Steve, that's for sure.
The Zombies is another great underrated band. If you ever want a good rec, Odyssey and Oracle,
yes.
Start to finish.
Great
one
album.
Of the best albums ever made.
Great album for sure. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, my next pick here, we're going down under. with an Australian band. They're not the Big Ocean Group. They're not the Medium Lake Collective. No, they're Little River Band. And this is off of their album Sleeper Catcher. This song is called Reminiscing.
That's the way it began. We were hand in hand. Ben Miller's band was better than before.
So speaking of smooth, this song is like polished glass with how smooth it is. I mean, this is like a soft rock bonanza. You know, the nice vocals and the harmonies, you have the strings, you've got the shuffle beat going on. You even have a flugelhorn solo at the end, which is nice. Just a wonderful song. And I mentioned, you know, old school with Spooky. This song is inspired by Glenn Miller and Cole Porter, who are name-checked in the song and the old, like, black and white movies. And yeah, it's about reminiscing on the start of this long relationship that is still going on and the love that's endured. So it's a very nice message there too. And there's actually a Spanish version called Recordando, which is the same song in Spanish, which is pretty cool. So yeah, some multilingual soft rock goodness from Little River Band there, Steve.
Ah, yeah, it's one of those songs that you think of on a... like you're with a group of friends or maybe with your significant other on the back porch, sharing a drink, you know, sharing a cigar or otherwise, if you so endabble. Just talking, telling stories, laughing, having a good time. And like you said, man, smooth as silk. Like, how did you describe it? Smooth as like
polished glass. Yeah.
Like that's the perfect description. And then going, I know we faded out on it a little bit, but going into that little guitar, little ditty there. Oof. Like, just come on. How can that not get you right in the feels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. And Little River Band, they've got a bunch of hits both in the States and especially in Australia, but I looked them up the other day and the history of the band lineup is fascinating. Because apparently they've had over 30 members since it started. Oh. Its current lineup has no original members, no one from the 70s, and none of them are Australian. And I guess there's been all sorts of legal issues as well with, you know, band members about the name of the band, and it's wild. Like, yeah, as smooth as the music is, the actual band is anything but smooth, I guess, Steve.
Have you heard any of the... like, have you heard any of like the quote unquote new band play these songs? Do they sound similar? Like, I'm curious.
No, I haven't. I mean, it's always pretty weird when you have a band with no founding members left in it. It's just kind of the band in name only, perhaps. I mean, in some cases, like with Yes, you have, you know, Steve Howe, who's been in the band forever and ever and ever, even though he's not an original member. But yeah, to have an Australian band where none of the guys are actually Australian is pretty funny. So,
yeah, I mean, it's basically a tribute band at this point, it seems like.
perhaps, yeah. But all right, what's your next pick there, Steve?
Yeah, so we are going to jump ahead a decade to the 80s, the wonderful, wonderful world of the 1980s, and one-hit wonder, I believe you could categorize this, from Modern English off the After the Snow album, called I Melt With You.
Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human.
So, you know, I just love this song. When it's one of those that, again, timeless. If you listen to music, you've heard this song and you enjoy this song, don't lie to yourself. When you're looking at someone or you are feel strongly about someone, I mean, you would cross the world and melt with them. I mean, that's how I feel. I hope everybody out there has something like something or someone they feel that way about. And just, I love the music, how it's like, you know, again, the drums kind of carry it, like, do not cross the world and melt with you. And it's kind of like it's rolling. It's kind of like rolling. It's a really good driving song. Have windows down in the summer. And just, you know, screaming, I cross the world, I'll melt with you. I mean, you can probably picture me like pumping my fist out of my driver's side window and like screaming that at the top of my lungs as I'm driving in southern Indiana trying to find basketball players that'll end up being on a mediocre team. So, you know, that was my life back in those days. And it's a really good way to help you forget about that part of it.
Yeah, this is one of those songs where I've heard it in commercials more than I've heard it by itself.
That's a good point.
Because this song is 43 years old, and it's still being used to this day for, like, Old Navy or whatever. You know, that's the power of a good, memorable hook, because people might not know the name Modern English, but they do know I'll Stop the World and Melt With You, because they've heard it a million times, you know? And the band actually, they did this song three times. There's the original version from 82. And then they re-recorded it for 1990, and then they did it again for this movie in 2010 called I Melt With You. So they got a lot of mileage out of this one there, Steve.
Hey, you know, when you strike gold, you keep mining that, you keep trying to pump that out until, you know, you get the last drop, and it seems like they haven't hit the bottom yet. So, you know, keep on keeping on. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. And they're still around, actually, too. They just put out a new album last year, I believe.
Just so, different versions of I Melt With You.
Exactly, yeah. but good on them for, you know, still making music after all these years there. So
absolutely.
Okay, we're going to stick to the 80s with my next pick here. This is a band I played a few episodes ago on the Making Towns episode, Simple Minds. This is off of their album Once Upon a Time. This is a clip towards the end of the song, and the song is called Alive and Kicking. So I've mentioned before, I've grown to really like Simple Minds a bunch over the years just by exploring their catalog. You know, they're more than just the Breakfast Club band. And this album, Once Upon a Time, is my favorite of theirs. It's got such arena rock headliner energy. You know, big guitars, big chorus, big vocals. Produced by Jimmy Iovine, who worked with Springsteen and Dire Straits and U2 and Tom Petty. It's in that vein. And this song exemplifies that, I think. It's a real crowd pleaser. I love the female vocals. It's a lady named Robin Clark, who is on other songs on the album. She's also on David Bowie's Young Americans. And the clip I played there, not much in the way of lyrical content, but, you know, when it's going ba-ba-da-da-da-ba-ba with a gang vocal kicking in, like, that gets me pumped up every single time. So, I really like that one a lot, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, I mean, you don't always need, you know, words. I mean, the chanting that you just played right there, I mean, it's so very uplifting. The music itself is very uplifting. It kind of reminded me of, in a way, I guess, of Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky. It's just the music starts low and then it's just whoa, you know, they do it a lot better than I do, but you know, sometimes that's all you need. And I mean, like you said, a good tune, good hook. I don't know as much about Simple Minds, probably beyond them being the Breakfast Club band, you know, but I sometimes things, bands just stick with you, and if it works for you, Andrew, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. I did notice when looking up the lyrics, people would say like, oh, it's about Christianity and the relationship with God or whatever. And I never really made that connection myself. But looking at lines like the sweetest cup I'd share with you, who's going to save you, you'll take me home where the magic's from and I'll be with you. Like, I can see it, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be converted anytime soon, mind you, but I could see it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And obviously, the artist wrote the song for a particular purpose. But, you know, certain songs hit you in different ways and you might not have a religious bone in your body. And buddy, let me tell you, I do not. But, you know, that song can still impact you, like you said, in different ways. So, like you said, if it works for you, doesn't matter how it works for you, as long as it does, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said. All right. What you got next there, Steve?
All right. So this is like my happy song, you know, just my, you know, I want to lose the world and be happy for a couple minutes. So this next song is going to be from Canned Heat's On the Road Again, called Going Up the Country. So, I mean, how can you listen to that without having a smile on your face? I mean, you've got, you know, the pan flute. I whistle that high as I can, you know. You know, it's just a happy, upbeat song. You know, another driving song, great driving song in the middle of the summer, windows down, when I had hair flowing. And I mean, no use of you running and screaming and crying. You know, it's just because you've got a home, man, as long as I've got mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I prefer my heat from a bottle as opposed to a can. That's just me. Folks. Yeah, this is another song, you know, like Melt With You, where I've heard it more in movies and TV shows and commercials than on its own, especially car commercials. I mean, if you have a commercial where you've got a truck or an SUV driving through the woods or in the desert, there's like an 86% chance this song is playing. which is funny because the song is partially about dodging the Vietnam draft, I think. Now, baby, pack your leaving trunk. You know we've got to leave today. Just exactly where we're going, I cannot say. But you might even leave the USA because there's a brand new game that I don't want to play. And decades later, it's being used to sell, you know, Subaru Outbacks or whatever. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
Seeger's got the Chevy line cornered. So, you know, no one's going to be doing that. Or is it Ford? I think it's Chevy, right? Like a Rock? That's Chevy, right?
It's Chevy, yeah.
Anyway, it'll probably get used in a campaign for some reason because people don't actually read lyrics, but whatever. But anyway, you know, it's just a great, great feel good song. I mean, it's one of, I've been driving, you know, kind of in a sullen mood, whether it's after a loss or I'm just, you know, things aren't going right. And sometimes you just want to smile for 2 minutes and throw on Canned Heat and, you know, forget about the world for, I think it's like a 2 minute and 12 second song or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is, you know, one of the three big Canned Heat songs that everybody knows. I think, you know, this, On the Road Again, and Let's Work Together. But if you didn't know that Let's Work Together was Canned Heat, you would think it's another band because it has a different singer. You know, it's not high-pitched Alan Wilson. It's Bob Hight, and it's much heavier and bluesier than this, you know, hippy-dippy country flute jamboree there, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. I think back in the old days, they even had John Lee Hooker were a part of it, wasn't it? Hooker and Heat, I believe. Or maybe he just played with them. Maybe he wasn't actually part of the band or something like that.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I have to look it up later, I guess. But
no biggie.
But yeah, speaking of hippy dippy, my next pick is the band Florence and the Machine, not Brian Cage. This is off of their album Ceremonials, and the song is Shake It Out.
But I like to keep some things to myself. I like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I've been a fool and I've been blind. I can never leave the past behind. I can see no way, I can see no way. I'm always dragging that horse around. All of his questions, such a mournful song. Tonight I'm
So Florence Welch, a very ethereal lady. She's kind of a forest spirit in human form. Yes, I do have a crush on her. Oftentimes, she can be soft and gentle, but she can also be quite bombastic, like in this song. And it's a real emotional roller coaster of a song. And as it's up bits, it's down bits. It's about, you know, the regrets and the demons and all that stuff just weighing you down. But ultimately, it's about getting rid of that stuff. You know, the triumph over melancholy. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn, as the song goes. So when it gets to that chorus, and this beautiful forest spirit is bellowing, shake it out, whoa, it packs a wallop. You know, her voice is driving the darkness away, as I see it. So, yeah, big fan of this band, and this is one of my favorite songs of theirs, for sure.
Great song. Added it to my playlist. I knew this song. I'd heard this song. I like Florence and the Machine. I know that I like them, but I probably couldn't tell you any of the names of their songs. They're one of those bands like that for me. But yeah, as soon as the song started, I was like, oh yeah, this is the one. And it's very, you know, I use that quote all the time. The night is darkest before the dawn. Mostly because, you know, Harvey Dent said it in The Dark Knight, but it's proves true right here as well. You know, it's, keep moving forward, keep looking ahead, you know, you got to swim through hell to get to heaven, all that stuff. I'm a big quote, cheesy quote guy, so I'm a nerd for that kind of stuff. I told my wife earlier, you know, like, I'm talking about something, and you know, I'd rather be optimistic and be disappointed 100 times out of 100 than ever become pessimistic, you know, and that's kind of, you keep moving forward, keep looking ahead. Things aren't always going to be, you know, bad. Just shake it off, shake it out. I almost said shake it off. This isn't a Taylor Swift song.
That's a different song.
Shake it out, and get it out of you. do whatever you got to do to get it out of you and move on and, you know, ascend like her voice does through that entire chorus.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Mm-hmm, definitely, definitely. And I read that she originally wrote it as like a hangover cure. Because I guess she had like a hangover in the studio, and the song just kind of came out of her, you know, that day. I mean, most people, when they have a hangover, they produce, you know, vomit. but in this case, she produced a great song. So, you know, we're all winning in that regard there, Steve.
Absolutely. Not how I would cue a hangover, but, you know.
okay, what's your next pick, Steve?
So this song has a very personal touch for me. It is the legendary David Bowie off his Heroes album called Heroes. Emotional just hearing that. So the reason that is such a that is my wedding song. That is the song that my wife and I danced to on our wedding night. It's a song that we've danced to several times since then in our kitchen, on random places if it gets played. It's just a beautiful song. I mean, but what can you say about Bowie that hasn't been said already? I mean, the dude's a genius. Everything he touched was gold, and it's just. His stuff's so emotional when you cut down to it. Funny story about that, the wedding. We actually, the original, so we played a prank on our wedding guests. We went up for the wedding dance, and we had the Mortal Kombat theme play at the start before, and we were circling each other and, like, went into fighting poses. And as we were going to charge each other, that's when Bowie started playing. We just grabbed each other and started dancing. So a couple of nerds. We love Mortal Kombat and David Bowie and each other. And that song reminds me of that every day and every time I hear it.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of the Berlin era, considering, you know, a good chunk of those songs are like ambient instrumentals. but this one's a slam dunk, no doubt about it. I mean, Bowie just going from like a regular singing to shouting as the song goes on because there are multiple mics that are picking up different volume levels is such a clever little trick there. Here's the thing, though. I don't mean to ruin the magic of your wedding, Steve, but I think Bowie always meant for this song to be kind of ironic because, yeah, you can see it as, you know, lovers triumphing in the face of adversity, but it's also ultimately doomed. It's a romance just for one day. He keeps saying that, just for one day. He says, nothing can keep us together. You can be mean and I'll drink all the time. So lyrically, it does kind of betray the hopeful tone of the song. But I think over time, that irony's kind of been lost on people, like Born in the USA or whatever. But it's definitely a memorable performance from Bowie, that's for sure. And again, apologies for, you know, potentially ruining your lovely wedding moment there, Steve.
That will never be ruined. But, you know, again, like we talked about earlier, you know, songs have different interpretations to different people. You know, what's the Police song that everyone, Every Breath You Take, same kind of deal. Born in the USA, Fortunate Son, you know, to be topical, you know, things like that. So, means a lot to me. Definitely, you know, can be seen a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll always remember this song being a plot point in, it was a book first, but the movie, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, where the characters are driving through this tunnel and they hear this song on the radio and they don't know what the song is. And it's set in 1991, so there's no internet to look it up. But I've always been like, you know, just ask anyone over the age of 30, hey, there's this song where the lyrics are, we can be heroes just for one day. Do you know what that song is? And they'll probably tell you. Like, just do that, guys. Come on, come on. But but it's a minor thing, so, you know, whatever.
That's okay. You know, I mean, and if you don't want to, if you want something a little, if you're too dragged into the intent meaning from Bowie of the song, well, when it comes to my wedding, we all came into our wedding party came into different wrestling entrance themes. So, and I believe there was video of that on the VOD.
I've seen it. Yes.
Yeah. Board somewhere. So a little bit happier note then. Mm-hmm. Mr. Buzz Killington over here.
Well, let me pick the mood back up here with my next song.
There you go.
Going back to the 60s with this one, some R&B goodness. This is by Jackie Wilson, and this song is Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. Yeah, just a real toe-tapper of a song there. The guys playing on it are the Funk Brothers, who were Motown's house band. This isn't Motown, it's Columbia in Chicago, but still, you get Motown players on your song, you're going to get people moving and grooving, I guarantee you. And that was Jackie Wilson, you know, not just a fantastic singer, but a fantastic performer in general. His nickname was Mr. Excitement because of his energetic and kinetic stage performances. He inspired Michael Jackson. He inspired Prince. He was good friends with Elvis Presley. And I looked up a clip of him singing this song on the Midnight Special back in the day. And he is constantly like bouncing around the stage, the song, never standing still, which helps when you have a song like this, you know, where it becomes kind of like a feedback loop where the performer helps the song, which helps the performer. So yeah, just a really fun song there, Steve.
Yeah, no, this is another one of those songs. It's on my playlist. Love this song. From, I think the first time I heard it was, I think it's on the GOAT, the second Ghostbusters movie, I'm pretty sure. Towards the end, something like that. Love this song. I mean, another super happy, upbeat, loving song, fun song, easy to move to, easy to dance around to. I mean, if you made like an all-time playlist of, you know, just the happiest, most upbeat songs, this would have to be on it. I mean, the dude, like you said, the dude's nickname was Mr. Excitement. So, I mean, what's going to get you more excited than feeling loving and happy, you know?
Yeah, I remember first hearing this song in a movie called Death to Smoochie.
Oh, okay.
With Robin Williams and Edward Norton, which is an underrated movie, by the way, directed by Danny DeVito. But at the end of the movie, Robin Williams and Edward Norton are dancing on ice to this song, and they're on like wires, so they literally like lift them up into the air and they go higher and higher. It's a dark movie, but it's a really light ending there too. So there you go. But,
and there you go. Two movies that used it. So, you know, must be doing something right.
For sure. For sure. But, all right. What you got next there, Steve?
So we are going to go to the lovely era of 80s power ballads, and we are going to go to Tesla's album, The Great Radio Controversy, and Love Song.
Don't you even worry, pretty darling. I know you're my love again.
So this song really appeals to the young, hopeless romantic that I used to be, you know. I mean, it's a very, you know, kind of defiant song, you know. It's talking about, you know, love is all around you, you know, love's knocking at your door, you just got to keep going. And I mean, the ending of it, you know, they just, love will find a way, and just going on and on. The best part of this song, though, I believe, is actually the beginning of it, where it's about a minute of just nothing but acoustic guitar, and it's just a beautiful melody to kind of set you up. It's almost like this is the whatever relationship they're taught. It's beautiful, it's nice, there's no words, and then it goes in, so you think that it's over, and takes it from there and just kind of uplifts you. I probably couldn't tell you how many times I listened to this song in my younger years when things, you know, just weren't going my way for this, that, or the other reason. Very, very uplifting, very good song, and just tells you, know, keep at it, keep going. Love will find a way.
Yeah, this is one Tesla that people won't be vandalizing.
Yeah.
I really like Tesla, modern day cowboy, Getting Better, Edison's Medicine, Coming At You Live. That first album, Mechanical Resonance, is a hell of a debut. And I think they're one of the more underappreciated hard rock bands of their day. But, as we all know, Steve, every bad boy has his soft side. And every 80s metal band has a power ballad or two, and this is one of Tesla's. And it's a pretty darn good song. Not the most original title in the world, mind you, but yeah, still very enjoyable and heartwarming.
Hey, you know, branding, I guess, you know. No, you want a love song, you want to look up love songs, I mean, this is always going to be at the top, one of the top of those Google hits, I guess. So maybe they were predicting the future, we don't know.
Maybe yeah. well they came along in a very interesting time in music, because they started in the 80s during that whole glam metal, hair metal scene, but that wasn't really their vibe. You look up photos of them, yeah, they got the long hair, but they're not a makeup and spandex band. They're a jeans and sleeveless tee and leather jacket band, you know, with a more grounded blues influence. So they stood out from their contemporaries like, you know, Poison and Motley Crue or whatever, Steve.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good power ballad. We'll talk about one a little bit later that I really enjoy. But yeah, good power ballad. I mean, 80s hair metal was what it was, whether they were technically a part of that or not, you know, and there's a lot of really great stuff in there. It can be cheesy, sure, but a lot of it's really, really good. And I think especially this song, it's so grounded in the blues with the guitar, good story to the song, and just a good message, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, my next pick built this city on rock and roll. It's Starship, formerly of the Jefferson variety. And this is a number one hit for them off the album No Protection. This is Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Got the world around us, just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. Nothing's gonna stop us now.
So I want to thank the movie Thunderbolts for reminding me of this song, because it's in the end credits there. It was also in the movie Mannequin with Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall, and the music video was based on Mannequin. It's pretty funny. But yeah, this is just pure 80s synthy cheesy goodness. No guilty pleasure here. I genuinely love it. And what tickles me the most is Starship, Jefferson Starship, and Jefferson Airplane, they're all linked together. They've all shared members, including Grace Slick. So the woman who sang, you know, one pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small, is the same woman 20 years later going, let him say we're crazy, I don't care about that. You know, it's amazing just, you know, to see where the road takes you in life there, Steve.
First of all, one, that synthesizer, come on now. I mean, that just screams like just 80s to me. And two, yeah, Grace. I was gonna say. I'm glad you brought her up. Grace Slick, another one of the great female singers, period, of all time. I'm definitely much more of an Airplane guy. I love Surrealistic Pillow. White Rabbit is a fantastic, amazing song. And the girl has pipes, man. I mean, she can go. And then, like you said, there's 20 years in between those songs and she's still just rocking. And you know that song and Jeff and Starship kind of gets, you know, crapped on a lot, you know, we built this city and everything, but it's just fun music, you know, like nothing's gonna stop us now. Like I know you said Mannequin, but I feel like that song's been in like montages of several TV shows and movies that I can't even list here. It's just, again, timeless message.
Well, I wanted to bring up another movie. There's a movie with Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig called The Skeleton Twins. And there's a scene in the movie where Hader puts this song on and he starts lip syncing to it and dancing around. And he's trying to get Kristen Wiig to lip sync Grace Slick's part. And she won't do it at first, but then she does. And then they all end up lip syncing together. And it's a really great scene that just makes me smile every time I watch it. And if you watch it, you'll smile too. I guarantee you that. So check that one out.
I haven't seen that movie, but I know both of those actors and I can picture it in my head and I'm smiling. Like it's, yeah, totally understand where you're coming from there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, what you got next?
So I cheated. I let my wife pick one of these songs. So the good doctor Elise, she chose off the album You Can't Stop the Bum Rush, Lens, Steal My Sunshine.
What do you suppose we should do? Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. Morning week, impair my
So that song's so upbeat and peppy, it brought my wife down here and she was lip syncing and dancing in her kiddie robe while she was getting some LaCroix. So that's what that song does to people, you know. Just takes you back to a time, you know, late 90s cool, you know, like the cool kids, skateboards. I'm picturing that video in my mind and it's like so bright colored. You got the bucket hats, the pants past their butt, you know, with their boxer shorts hanging out, blinged out, you know, and everybody's just looking fly and cool and hip. And, you know, it's just a great summer song, a great 90s summer song.
Yeah, one of the best one-hit wonders of all time, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly the best song to ever reference butter tarts and have a guy go, Sharon, I love you. But this is one of those songs where I knew the chorus before I knew the actual song, if that makes sense. Like, if you steal my sunshine, that was with me like as a kid before I heard the verses and knew the name of the band or whatever. And it's one of those songs that... it's also hard to pin down into one genre. Like, it's pop, but it's also hip-hop. It's also disco, because it samples More, More, More by Andrea True Connection. It's also spoken word. Like, there's a lot of different ingredients in the pot here, but it all comes together really well. Even if I don't know what a butter tart is, I still love this song, Steve.
Oh, yeah. And it's, we talked about this earlier. It's another one of those songs when I was younger, growing up on, like, classic rock and metal. I was like, oh, you know, because, I mean... I was 12 when this song came out, and you know, this song was everywhere in the summer of 99 and for the next 2-3 years afterwards. You know, it played everywhere. It was overplayed if you want to, but like now you hear that song and you just can't help but like just start bopping side to side like I'm doing right now, and you know, like just feeling good, and takes you back to a more innocent time.
Mm-hmm. It's also funny how, you know, we talk about this song having such a summertime vibe and, you know, the sun, the beach, maybe Southern California or whatever, but the band is from Toronto. Like, it's it's from Cope territory there. And I know they have summer and beaches in Toronto, but still, it's odd to me. There's a little disconnect there, I think.
Maybe Cope can come out to this song next, you know.
I wouldn't mind it.
If he's coming to save his friend, you know, you might just run to the ring instead of pandering to the crowd first, but you know, that's,
well, it's a long intro to be fair. I mean, you gotta milk it, you know, come on now, but, all right. My next pick here. This is a band from the mean streets of Omaha, Nebraska. This is 311. And, this is a song from their album From Chaos. It's Amber. I'm not a 311 guy, unlike Chris Sabin, who's a huge fan of theirs, but like any other band, you know, I will give them props when I see fit, and I do enjoy this song. I first heard it when I think I was in middle school, and I was like, this is really good. I like the flow of it. It's very easygoing. You know, the reggae touches in there. It's a nice, you know, soothing song to listen to, very relaxing. And then I decided to check out like some of their other stuff where they're doing, you know, rap rock, reggae, metal rock thing or whatever. And I was like, I don't know about this stuff. I think I'll stick to Amber for the most part. But yeah, I like the relaxing, pleasant nature of Amber, Steve.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie to you. When I started, because when I listened to this song, when you gave it to me at first, the first part of it, I was like, what is this? Like, I know I've heard of 311, and this supposedly is their top song on Spotify. But I'm like, what is this song? And then the chorus, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no, I know this one. Yeah, very reggae, you know, very like bubblegum kind of, you know, you hear this at like pool parties. I don't know if you could even, I mean, I know it's more reggae, you know, rap kind of rock, but it almost kind of, it almost feels like a bit of yacht rock in a way, you know, like kind of uppity, you know, kind of stuff like that. But yeah, no, I'm not really familiar with 311 other than that song, to my knowledge anyway. Maybe they have a bunch of other songs that I would listen to and recognize, but yeah, that one took me a minute, but that chorus, like, yeah. Instantly recognizable chorus.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that you called them 311 tells me you're not familiar with them. So,
what's the name?
311.
311. 311. You know, showing my age, I guess.
It's okay. It's okay.
I am not cool. If you hadn't told, can't tell that by now. I am not a cool person.
I'm not cool either. So we'll be not cool together, Steve. How about that?
There we go. Let's go.
Yes, yes. Well, speaking of bands with numbers in their name, Steve, what is your second to last pick here?
Yeah, so off of probably one of the most instantly recognizable album covers of all time, Blink-182's Enema of the State, the big hit, What's My Age Again?
I took her out, it was a Friday night, I woke alone. Get the feeling right. We started making out, and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I saw more of my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Then later on the drive home, said I was the cops, and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still won't release my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
So talk about taking you back. I can vividly remember in like a fifth or sixth grade like dance or something, every like this song hitting and everybody just stopping and singing it, screaming it word for word, throwing their hands up and jumping up and down and everything, you know. Awesome song, funny song, funny as hell. I mean, she took off my pants, so I turned on the TV. You know, I said I was the cops, your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. Like, come on. That's just good stuff, you know? And it's a really like heavy song too. Like the music and the guitar is really heavy punk rock. It's one of those songs that even me and my like, you know, curmudgeon-y, like, oh, you know, it's gotta be hard classic rock. I mean, this song like kind of touched all bases. So I was like, you know, it's new and people like it, but it's okay. Like, I like this stuff.
Well, first of all, I'll always giggle when I see the name Enema of the State. It's just, it's a funny name. I can't help it there. But yeah, Blink-182, I've never gone too deep with them. I've always been a hits guy with this band. And with this song, it's Mark Hoppus on lead vocals instead of Tom DeLonge and his nasal singing there. So I think I've always been more of a Hoppus guy in terms of the band. But regardless, you know, it's funny. A song like this, which is about not acting your age, it's kind of like me in some ways, I realized. Like, I still dress the same way I have since I was a teenager. I still eat chicken nuggets sometimes because they're delicious and they take no effort to make. But in other ways, I'm like an old man in a 32-year-old's body, you know? So it kind of goes both ways there, I guess, Steve.
Well, let me tell you something. As a 38-year-old man, adulthood's a sham. It doesn't exist. It's a made-up word. We're all just faking it till we make it, man. I got clothes in my closet that are from high school that I still wear, You know, if I'm not at work, I'm a short shirt and t-shirt guy, or a sweatpants and hoodie guy. Like my wife and I, we walk down to the movies and I'm wearing my big Cookie Monster blue robe. You know, it's, I mean, do you, don't Matt. Adulthood's a sham. It's something made up to kind of keep our generation down, man. You know, so don't worry about that stuff.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. also about this song, I didn't realize this until recently. This is the first single with Travis Barker on drums. I didn't realize he wasn't an original member there.
I didn't either.
And also, I just saw him the other day on the final Ozzy Black Sabbath show, Back to the Beginning. He was part of the supergroup there. And he was, you know, still really good, you know, still really good. So yeah, it was a hell of a show and a hell of a send off for Ozzy and the boys there.
Yeah, Black Sabbath's probably one of my favorite bands of all time. I saw him live once with my dad. I was very fortunate to do that, but I gotta watch that. Definitely gotta watch that.
All right. Well, my second to last pick here. This is a modern prog rock maestro going into the world of pop music. It's Steven Wilson, off of his album To the Bone. This song is called Permeating. I just love that song so much. I mentioned before, Steven Wilson, he's got a rep for writing these long, complex prog rock songs that are very morose and depressing. But this song is kind of his response to that, because he said, you know, before, like, I love pop music, I love ABBA, I love Donna Summer and the Bee Gees, and he's always doing whatever music that he wants to do. And, you know, who would have thought that the guy from Porcupine Tree would end up making one of my favorite pop songs of the past decade, but still in his own way. Like, yes, it's very poppy and catchy and zippy, but there's also a mellotron in there. You know, it's called Permeating. Like, who the hell says the word permeating? It's such a prog rock word. And there is still that remnant melancholy of, you know, things aren't permanent, hold on to the minute and sing it. Time is moving on, we get older. But there is still that joy in there, too. And my favorite part is he did an interview once where he talked about playing this song on tour. He said, every single night when I play that song, that gets the most incredible reaction of the whole night. It's amazing to see these guys with the Pink Floyd and the King Crimson t-shirts sort of sitting there looking grumpy when I'm talking, okay, we're going to do Permeating now. By the end of the song, they're all up dancing. So it may not be prog rock, but it's still a damn great song, Steve.
I'm on it. Honestly, I had never heard that song before you sent it to me. I'd never heard of him. Not familiar, but I mean, I dig the song. I mean, it's a really cool song. When I listened to it, it was like a little bit of, I kind of like a MGMT and with like Maroon 5 kind of deal, sort of that kind of groove with it, the way the guy's voice sounds. But then, you know, that guitar on the fade out too was, I mean, dude can pick it. I was into it. And the fact that you say that he's a prog rocker, like in like more of the depressing or somber kind of tone, I'm going to have to look this up a little bit. Cause yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like I said, it was a real, you know, left turn at Albuquerque with this song. In fact, it's so different that, you know, the music video is him at the piano while this Bollywood dance troupe is performing around him. And there's one shot of him smiling, and the YouTube comments are all like, oh my God, he smiled. I can't believe it. Like, like that's the rep that he had. But like you said, you know, the sad prog rocker is not who he is. He's a lot of different styles and sounds all in one guy. So, yeah, check out his other work for sure. It's really good.
Definitely going to check it out. Thanks. Thanks for the rec.
All right, Steve, what is your last pick of the episode?
So my last pick, going to go back to the 80s, though I wouldn't necessarily call this an 80s hair band, but it's definitely a power ballad. This is from Love at First Sting, The Scorpions, Still Loving You. So when you listen to this song, it's a really sad song because the guy's lost someone he's loved. And he's trying, you know, wants her back, pleading, begging. But the best, like, it builds so well, like just a perfectly built song. It starts so calm, so sweet, so, like, I don't know if you want, you can always call it meek. It starts so meekly and it just builds and builds and builds. And like the part that we just heard, it's sort of like the second third of the song. And then it goes into the back third and it's just, he's screaming at the top of his lungs, I'm still loving you. I can't hit the high notes anymore, you know, but it's one of those songs that I've had this idea in my head forever that I've always wanted to, like, one of my dreams in my life is to, like, write a movie or write a book that turns into a movie or something like that. And I've wanted to write, like, a climactic scene where this song is playing and everything hits right as he's belting out, I'm still loving you. And it just grooves into, like, that climactic moment. And it, like, that's one of those songs that it gives me, like, goosebumps when I hear it. I want to, like, run through a wall when I hear it. It's, to me, it's the greatest power ballad ever written, one of the best songs ever written. And I can't speak more highly about it. I absolutely adore that song.
Every German bad boy has his soft side.
Right?
Yeah, you know, if the stereotype is Germans are stoic, straightforward, no touchy-feely stuff kind of people, this song disproves that. You know, it's a very powerful, you know, love power ballad, you know, and when I say love, look up the music video of this song. There's concert footage and there's a blonde lady standing right up against the stage and it looks like she is staring right at Matthias Jab's crotch. And she's licking her top lip. It's hysterical. But that's the power of Scorpions, baby. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
As less of a fan I am of actual Scorpions, I don't like those. I do really like the band. And this is part of that run in the 80s where they were just on fire. You know, Love Drive, Animal Magnetism, Blackout, Love at First Sting. So, yeah, they were really delivering the goods for sure, Steve.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird because I feel like they are properly, like revered, I guess you could say, in that kind of time frame. And then, I mean, their catalog is amazing. I mean hell, the Skyscrapers came out to one of their songs, China White. I mean, it's amazing. Like, it's heavy, They can play fast, they can play heavy and hard and slow, they can do a ballad as beautiful as that. I mean, even their 70s stuff before they got real big, there's a lot of really good stuff. Dark Lady, if you want like a almost like a thrash metal song, like it's phenomenal stuff. I mean, again, can't speak enough highly about the Scorpions. Listen to them, listen to a lot of their stuff. It's great. It's a lot better than what's out there now.
Yeah, they just did their 60th anniversary show in Hanover the other day
60.
with Priest and Alice Cooper, and yeah, it's crazy to think like this band is 60 years old, but they are. You know, they're older than Sabbath and Zeppelin and Deep Purple and so many other hard rock and metal bands. It just took them a while to, you know, get big. But yeah, Klaus Meine is 77, Rudolf Schenker is 76, Matthias is 69. Nice. These are some old dudes who are still out there rocking and touring after starting this band, you know, 2 years before Sergeant Pepper came out, I think. So, yeah, it's absolutely crazy to see.
That's insane to think about. I didn't really realize that, but I mean, yeah, when you math it does make sense. I hope they're still good. Like I seen Alice Cooper with my dad last summer and he was still amazing. And I saw a Priest with him and a in another friend group maybe 8, 10 years ago, and they rock too. So I mean, hopefully they're still kicking it, but good for them. 60 years doing it, man. I hope I'm doing anything, you know, when I'm 77, 78 years old.
From your lips to God's ears, Steve. All right, so my last pick here. We're going full circle because I have another disco hit. This is a family band of four sisters with the last name Sledge, appropriately called Sister Sledge, and this is their signature song, We Are Family. So I think it would be redundant to say that I love this song because everybody loves this song. You know, white, black, straight, gay, drag queens, the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. You
Right.
know, even if you're sitting there saying, "Well, I don't love this song," you're lying. You love it too. It's pretty much impossible not to love because it was written and produced by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic, and those guys know how to make a damn song that people love. So yeah, it is delightful to no end. Now, do I have much in common with these four black sisters from Philadelphia? Maybe not, but the song is about unity. It's about coming together, and it brings everybody together, no matter where you come from, no matter who you are. We are family, Steve. Come on, come on.
Absolutely. I mean, how many weddings have you been to where this wasn't played? I mean, there's probably not many. I hope not anyway. Like that's like you said, unity, bringing people together, you know, like you said it huge for the gay community, huge for every community. I mean, how can you like you say if you can't be happy listening to this song, then the problem's you. It ain't the song. It ain't the people around you. The problem's you. So look at yourself in the mirror and turn this song on and just, you know, let the stiffness go, you know, take deep breaths, you know, like stop fighting it, stop clenching your fists, and just, you know, let the muscles move a little bit. And by the end of it, you're gonna be like clapping to the beat, you know, bobbing left and right, screaming, "We are family," with tears running down your eyes because you've never felt this happy. Please let go.
My goodness, what a plea. What a plea. we've been talking about movies. This song is used famously at the end of The Birdcage.
Yes.
Where they have to sneak Gene Hackman and Diane Wiest out of the drag club. So they dress them up in drag and dance their way out of the club while singing We Are Family, which is what the movie's about. You know, it's about people of different viewpoints coming together and you know, getting along, which, you know, makes it seem a bit unrealistic nowadays, I guess. But you know what? We can still enjoy the music and what it brings to our souls there, Steve.
I'm glad songs like this exist, because more people need to hear these and actually hear what it's saying and what it's about. And, you know, just the world would be a better place. And there's nothing else to say.
Absolutely. Well, all right. Those were our picks. That was the episode. And I got to say, it was a real pleasant, joyful time. A little sadness thrown in there, too, because, you know, you just can't help it sometimes. But overall, just a total feel-good episode of music and conversation there, Steve.
Absolutely. Fun trip down memory lane. Found some new songs that I like. Added some songs to my playlist. So I appreciate that. Always enjoy your little quips. And I try to drop a little line in there every now and then, a song lyric that I know you and you alone would only get. So I always appreciate you in there, Andrew Bot.
Well, thank you. Beep boop. Thank you. Thank you. any plugs you want to give? Go right ahead.
I mean, like I said, I've been so busy lately. I haven't done a lot for the site, unfortunately. I hope to change that in the back half of the year. Weirdly, when I start getting busy at work, the juices flow a little more. So hopefully I can get writing again. I guess one thing I will pump is my wife, Elise, has a children's book series, a 5-book series of starring our son and one of our cats. And one of them is Pro Wrestling for Babies, along with Python, like the coding book, Egyptology, SATs, a couple other ones. I'm forgetting, it's escaping me right now, but fourbabiesbooks.com. Let me make sure I got that right. Yep, fourbabiesbooks.com. They are available online to purchase for any children's birthdays, baby showers, gag gifts, whatever you want to do. They're fun. They're great. She's great. She's brilliant. Deserves all the success that's coming to her. And I think you'll enjoy it. They're cute books, and something that we did as a family that I think is cool and we'll cherish forever. So hopefully you can enjoy it as well.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network, voicesofwrestling.com, all of the other shows, previews, reviews, articles, things like that on there. Blue Sky at Music of the Mat, at Just Andrew on Blue Sky. If you want to leave a comment about this episode, share your picks, voicesofwrestling.com/Discord. It's also where I post the Spotify playlist for each episode. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple, Spotify, or your podcast player of choice, and leave a nice rating and review. Okay, playout song. Let's keep the dancing going here and head on down to sunny Miami, Florida, with the delightful Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine. It's Conga.
Let's go.
Thanks again, Steve.
Yes, you. We'll be right back.
Music of the Mad is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The songs used throughout this show are property of their respective copyright holders.
Hello, do you like New Japan Pro Wrestling? Are you a Shin Nihon freak? If so, check out the Super J-Cast with Joel and Damon on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
And even if you fucking hate New Japan Pro Wrestling, listen to the Super J-Cast anyway. Not just for our great show reviews, analysis, and pastrami sandwiches, but there's also usually some dick jokes somewhere in the obligatory opening 30 minutes of absolute nonsense we chat about every single week. That's the Super J-Cast for all the best talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, crisps, and pornography.
Love Japanese pro wrestling? Want coverage of the entire scene, men's and women's promotions, from New Japan to Stardom, NOAH, All Japan, DDT, Marigold, Gold, and more? Then Wrestling Omakase is the podcast for you. Hosted by a 23-year Puro Watching veteran, that's me, John Carroll, and a rotating cast of co-hosts, we bring you a passionate, knowledgeable look at the wide world of Japanese wrestling. Wrestling Omakase is right here on the Voices of Wrestling Network. Check us out on any podcast app or feed today.